Marie Osborne's suicide ruled cute. 3rd of August, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Los Angeles, California. Investigators into the suicide of Marie Osborne, 56, have ruled the entertainer's death one of the cutest that they've ever seen. Osborne, part of the singing Osborne family on MTV's Real World, hung herself Tuesday from her large canopied bed using a beautiful rope made out of French lace. She was dressed in a darling little pair of pink and blue pastel pajamas, decorated with images of large-eyed yawning kittens, exclaiming, quote, "I'm a sweepy whittle kitty," unquote. L.A. County Coroner Dr. Jeremy Falsch said, quote, "It was really quite adorable, the way she was just hanging there like a cute little puppet you just wanted to cuddle. She even had a lovely veil over her face to hide her swollen black tongue and bloated face. She always tried to look her best," unquote. Osborne first gained notoriety in the early 1970s when she co-hosted the Danny and Marie Show with her brother Danny Osborne. She continued to perform constantly over the next several decades, and in her spare time she gave birth to 17 children, many of them twins and triplets. In the past few years, Marie has shown signs she was not feeling well. Her last CD was entitled, "Life is a Constant Horror and I Wish I Was Dead in the Cold, Cold Ground." Upon hearing the news of Marie's suicide, the Osborne family had to be told twice because there were approximately 35 other Maries in the large Mormon Osborne family, and they had a hard time remembering which one she was. Patriarch of the family, Ozzy Osborne, bit the head off a gerbil to express his sadness. This has been Reverend Zim with a particularly sick little piece of prose here. Thank you for suffering.